Tantor Audio presents The Abyss Beyond Dreams by Peter F. Hamilton. Narrated by John Lee. Book 1. 27 hours and 42 minutes. Laura Brandt knew all about coming out of a suspension chamber. It was similar to finishing the old-style rejuvenation procedure she'd undergone back in the day, before bionic inserts and advancer genes being sequenced into human DNA and practically eradicating the aging process. There would be that slow, comfortable rise to consciousness, the body warming at a steady rate, nutrient feeds and narcotic buffering taking the edge off any lingering discomfort and disorientation. So by the time you were properly awake and ready to open your eyes, it was like emerging from a really decent night's sleep, ready to face the day with enthusiasm and anticipation. A full breakfast with pancakes, some crisp bacon, maple syrup, and chilled orange juice, no ice, thanks, would add that extra little touch of panache to make returning to full awareness a welcome experience. And when it happened this time, there she would be at the end of a voyage to a star cluster outside the Milky Way, ready to begin a fresh life with others from the Brandt dynasty, founding a whole new civilization, one that was going to be so very different from the jaded old commonwealth they'd left behind. Then there was the emergency extraction procedure, which ship's crew called the tank yank. Someone slapping the red button on the outside of her suspension chamber, potent revival drugs ramming into a body that was still chilly, hematology umbilicals withdrawing from her neck and thighs, shocked muscles spasming, bladder sending out frantic pressure signals into her brain, and the emergency extraction had already automatically retracted the catheter. Oh, great design, guys. But that wasn't as bad as the skulls.